John Curran, the state senator, who is on line 7. Senator, this is John. Thanks for joining us on WGN. How are you?
I'm good, John. Nice to be with you. Thank you.
I saw a rundown of some of the things that you all were considering in Springfield, and one of them was giving municipal police departments more charging powers for crimes. And I wasn't exactly sure what that meant, but I was wondering if that was in response to what people believe is the Cook County State's attorneys going soft on some crimes. So let's give the police more charging powers. Is that where we are on this?
John, that is where we're at. This is an initiative of the suburban police chiefs in Cook County that have become frustrated with the heightened standard that's being applied by the state's attorney in Cook County to felony charges, specifically violent charges. This is an authority that the Chicago Police Department has to seek an override through the judicial system before the chief judge of the criminal division. We are merely seeking to expand that to suburban Cook County, as we have trying to combat this crime epidemic that we have running through the city and the suburbs.
Yeah. So how does that work? The police arrest somebody. The state's attorney's office determines what charges should be levied against somebody, usually in concert with the police. And a lot of people are frustrated that maybe because it's under $1,000, it's charged as a misdemeanor. So what would happen differently?
Well, this is actually targeted at violent crimes, John. So, you know, think more so the West Side shootout
okay.
that resulted in no charges. And if the state work with the state's attorney, if the state's attorney refuses to charge at all and puts it on continuing investigation, mm-hmm. the police after 30 days can seek to override the state's attorney and seek felony charges before the chief judge of the criminal division. So this is going to give another set of eyes. This is going to bring an element of accountability in the charging process in Cook County.
Well, that sounds like a really good idea to a lot of us. Does the city of Chicago already have that power?
The city of Chicago does have the power to seek. The Chicago Police Department has the ability to seek an override of the state's attorney's decision not to charge.
Yeah.
And so this will expand that to Cook County. And the important part here, John, is this is all under judicial watch, judicial guidance. So, this is not going to be the police department being able to charge. They're going to have to seek, they're going to have to get approval of the charge by clear and convincing evidence before the chief judge of the criminal division.
Wonder why that didn't happen in Chicago then with that West Side shootout. I mean, that made no sense to me.
I believe they have that on continuing investigation. They're continuing to investigate. What puzzles me, John, is we have a plethora of laws on the books around guns and discharge of guns. There seems to be no mention of enforcing the Floyd statute, the concealed carry statute, the unlawful use of a weapon statute, nothing. I mean, I understand that they may have challenges on a murder charge there, but we burden lawful gun owners with all of these laws, yet when it comes to Cook County and the city of Chicago, they seemingly don't enforce them. And I think that's part of the frustration from the rest of the state when they look on the TV and they see what's going on in Chicago is they see a complete lack of enforcement.
Well, but this, I'm not exactly sure why somebody who is pro-gun cares about this law per se. This, to me, is more empowering the police to charge somebody that the state's attorney's not charging, right?
Yes, yes. You are correct, John.
And suburban police chiefs are behind you on this one?
This is in response. Yes, they were with us yesterday. We had a press conference. They are in full support, and this is really an initiative coming from discussions with suburban police chiefs. They voiced a desire to have the same authority that the Chicago Police Department has. This is an initiative that Republican leader Jim Durkin's been working on, and I've been partnering with him on it. And
we're hoping to get
a hearing.
It doesn't mean that somebody's going to go to jail. It simply means that it would go to trial, right? I mean, if the state's attorney doesn't like the smell of the case, but the police do or the public does, then it gives you an option to still press forward. Is that correct?
Correct. This is applying. This is to ensure that the correct standard of clear and convincing evidence is applied at the charging phase. Ultimately, the standard is going to be heightened to beyond a reasonable doubt at the trial phase. But what the belief of the suburban police chiefs is that the state's attorney is applying that heightened standard at the outset here. And that's not correct. And that's where the frustration's coming.
Well, if this would embolden or enable suburban police departments to do what Chicago has not yet done, a shootout that they have the hundreds of bullets and video, and they've got some of the people that were actually involved in the shootout, and they still can't find clear and convincing evidence. If this is a way around that, then I'm all for it.
Well, hopefully more of my colleagues here will, once we're able to present this legislation, we'll see it that way as well, John. I think this is going to be a good step forward. You know, we really lack on the enforcement side as we approach this rise in crime.
Yeah.
You know, it takes community investment. It takes sound laws around firearms and, you know, other components. We have met the Democrats on all those issues. However, when it comes to enforcement, that seems to be the one area that there's a blind spot, and my Democratic colleagues just refuse to discuss any enhancement of enforcement mechanism.
John Curran, State Senator, thank you for your time. We'll visit again.
Thank you, John.